10 and 71 degrees on this finally Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
And I'm Trent Ferris.
You can also listen to us on AM 1340 and on that free WRHI app. If you don't have that app, make sure that you download that app today. Take us on the go, and you'll be in the know. You can also catch us on WRHI.com, as well as on the TV side of the house on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102. And you can also find us on all of the major social media platforms just by searching for WRHI and CN2. Well, we are joined with some friends of the show this morning. This coming week, on Wednesday, June 19th, is Juneteenth. And so we have some organizers of an event that are here to tell us all about that and give us a little bit of history on Juneteenth. We are here with Sabrina Miles, who is the treasurer for the Juneteenth Rock Hill Board, as well as president of the board, Stacey Anderson. So welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. Sabrina, if you would start by telling us about what Juneteenth is really all about for those who might not be familiar.
All right. Juneteenth is history. And, you know, people want to say we have Black history. Well, we have American history. We're all here together. So Juneteenth is just a celebration of freedom. And we recognize and we remember the day that President Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. And the unfortunate part was we didn't have internet. We didn't have cell phones. Mm-hmm. And there were slaves in Texas that were still working on plantations and had not received the word. So they actually worked an additional 2 years. And then, fortunately, they received word. And I think there was a general. What was his name? It'll come back to me. But he and an army actually landed in Texas. They told the slaves that they were free. And so that was when our country actually had no more slaves in America. So we recognize it because it occurred on June 19th, 1865. But President Lincoln had freed the slaves in 1862. So we just want to celebrate freedom, remember our rich history, and use it as an opportunity for our community to come together.
What would you tell people? Well, and let me go back to this. Has Juneteenth always been celebrated? And I know that it was just made a national holiday by President Biden back in 2020, is that, or 2021? 2021. So is this something that has always been celebrated?
It has not, unfortunately. And again, it's not taught in schools. And so the information, fortunately for us, was brought to us by people in the community. Mm-hmm. And it was actually spearheaded by Mrs. Zora Holmes, who was a member of Mount Prospect Baptist Church, and a group of people there, Dr. Ann Kane and some attorneys, Dot Killian. So they got together and they decided that, hey, we want to have this celebration here because it's huge in Texas. Mm-hmm. And about 10 years ago, it kicked off. And we are very thankful for Mount Prospect for all that they have done and all that they continue to do to make sure that the celebration occurs.
So that brings us to you, Stacey, and the celebration that is going to happen here in Rock Hill. So this is the 10th annual Juneteenth event.
Yes.
So tell us when it's going to be, what people can expect, and who's invited to come.
All right, absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just say how grateful we are for the city of Rock Hill and their team and their staff and the mayor. They have been super, super supportive. We'll kick off on next Friday, the 21st. We'll connect with the Food Truck Friday. And so we'll have the stage at the Fountain Park, and food trucks will be lined all around. Last year, we missed the opportunity to get a great count of the number of people that were out. It was beyond belief. Just how, because we spent a couple of years with this Juneteenth celebration during COVID, it was virtual. Mm-hmm. And so we still had entertainment and different speakers, but everything was via WebEx. And so to have everybody back outside and being able to enjoy each other and spend time with each other and come together, you know, everybody of Rock Hill. But again, next Friday, the 21st, we'll kick off at 6 o'clock, the food truck at the Fountain Park. Food trucks around for you to get your food. We'll have entertainment. We have Mellow Groove, which I'm sure you guys are very familiar with.
Yes, they've played
they play
other places.
For everybody. And we're just so happy that we normally have bands that come from within the state of South Carolina, but we thought we'd, you know, spend time and let our own come. And so they'll close the show out, but we have Angelo Jeter, who's Rock Hill's Poet Laureate. He'll be on stage. We've got Eric Brown, the saxophonist. So we've got singers. So we're just ready to have an amazing time. We've got activities for the kids on Friday. And then once that's done, go home and take a little rest. Saturday morning, we're looking for everybody to come back out that same crowd to Clinton College on their campus. And we have all of the field space full of tents and, again, more food trucks, again, more entertainment and resources. We're going to talk about, again, the history of Juneteenth, opportunity for voter registration, talk about Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, just all those different things. We've got different D9 organizations that will be there, fraternities and sororities that will share, and just folks of the community. And then as my wonderful partner in good, Sabrina, shared already, on Sunday, we'll go back to Mount Prospect, and that's where it all began. And we'll have a small program that will be incorporated into their church service, and that'll be closing the weekend out. But everybody's invited to that as well. They start at 11:15 on East Black Street.
Either one of you can take this question, so I'll let y'all decide between the two. What would you tell people who were like, well, maybe I don't know if I should go? Like, why is it important to be a part of such a celebration like this here in Rock Hill?
Can I jump in first?
You may.
So I think what I want to go back to, and you'll see in the newsletter, and we'll have newsletters available as well, but when I think back to April of this year and the storm that came through this area, and the way that Rock Hill really came together, you know, it didn't matter what color anybody was. Folks were dragging trees. Folks were climbing up on ladders. Folks were moving debris. Folks were bringing food. And it didn't matter who you looked like, who you were. Mm. And we all came together for that. And I know we can continue to do that. That was for something that was detriment to this community. Now we're here to celebrate. And it's an opportunity for us to share and to gain knowledge. I think we're stronger together. So when we come together like we did this past earlier this year in April with that impact of that storm, there's nothing that Rock Hill can't do to become that one Rock Hill, South Carolina. So excited. And if you even thinking about should I come, that means yes, you should.
I like it. I like it.
I love that.
And that was a great answer.
Yes. The only thing I can add to that is come out to have a good time.
All right.
Yes.
You're always going to have a good time where there's your neighbors
music and food.
Right. I mean, what else? And is it free? It's a free, I mean, aside from buying your food truck, food,
absolutely,
everything else, it's a free event.
It's free. Dance are free.
Yeah, bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, your dancing shoes.
We just got done saying you can never say that you're bored when you live in Rock Hill or York County.
Hill.
There's
not
always something
Hill.
Going
it
on.
Is.
So you should be here for this event, upcoming weekend, Juneteenth, Rock Hill. It's going to kick off on Friday, June the 21st and end at Mount Prospect Baptist Church on Sunday the 23rd. Now, for more information, where do people need to go? If they just caught the tail end of this interview, where do we need to send people to go?
So they can hit our website, www.juneteenthrockhill.com, and we've got all of our information out there, the newsletters out there, the schedule, the performers. They can hit contact us and reach out, and we'll receive an email. And although we're running around pretty crazy, but we will respond within no more than 48 hours.
All right. That sounds great. Again, thank you both for being here.
Thank
we are talking to
us.
Sabrina Miles and Stacey Anderson with the Rock Hill Juneteenth Board. And again, it's going to be a great weekend.
Yes.